I can remember when I was this is a long time ago. I was a young abbot of Wat Nanachat. I can't remember. I don't remember. I remember feeling not very senior when Lumpudun Atulo, great disciple of Ajahn Mun, came to visit Wat Nanachat, and he had a group of his lay people with him, and they asked for a Dhamma talk from me, and I felt extremely awkward getting up onto a Dhamma seat and with somebody like Lumpudun sitting there in the background, and you know, I did my duty, gave a talk, and at the end I opened it up for questions, and one of the questions was what is Nibbana like? And I immediately answered, Nibbana is not like anything, and just left it like that, and you know, and answered back and forth and whatnot, and I did my duty, and then went back to pay respects to Lumpudun. And Lumpudun, I felt really happy that Lumpudun sort of said, your answer to the question about Nibbana was right, spot on. So yeah, it's not like anything. We try to define it, imagine it, concretize it, make it into a something that we can hold on to. But it, you know, it's freedom from greed, hatred, delusion. It's freedom from suffering. And so that to be, what would that experience be like? And then the mind goes blank, doesn't it? And then it starts to try to conceive of something. But the first response is actually probably the best response in the heart, is that, oh, the mind just stops. You know, how do you conceive of something that is completely you know, say unimaginable, which is one of the thing, you know, aspects of Nibbana. But it is experienceable. This is the most important thing.